Hello, everyone. First of all, I just did an 8-minute podcast and forgot to turn the microphone on. So this is a do-over. The other one sucked because it was just a straight line. Anyway, great podcast, Thomas Crown. I think it was probably one of my top three. Oh, this is Benevolent Heretic with BelowTopSecret.com podcast. Thomas Crown, you and I disagree on just about everything there is to talk about. But it's amazing when I come here to podcast, Pod Peoplecast land, we agree. And I think it's so cool that we can come together here and meet on this pod soil and be cool with each other when we disagree so much, just about every other single thing out there. I think that's cool. Anyway, who am I and what defines me? Well, it's not my career or my car or anything material. I was raised in a very religious, traditional home and I'm the youngest of seven children. And I've totally dropped all the attachments to the structure of my childhood in the ensuing years. I grew up really fast. I broke away and started exploring life young, and I did that very intensely for probably about 10 years, from the time I was 14 to 24. I kind of went to every corner of life, and you know, there's really very little I didn't do. I just felt the need to get out there and see what life had to offer and look under all the rocks and, you know, find out, go to the extremes on everything, and I did. And then I settled in and started planning for my future and went to school. What defines me is my mind and my heart and my spirit. Whereas Thomas Crown is an explorer, I would have to say I'm a counselor. My friends and family always come to me and they always know that I'll listen with compassion and I usually have something really good to say. I don't know where it comes from, but I've been told I have a talent for just, you know, helping people to feel better about whatever situation is going on. And I really love doing it too. I really love listening to people's problems and trying to find a way to help them feel better and feel more autonomous and so that they can take control and move on and not feel so victimized and stuff like that. So I think I would call myself a counselor. Another thing I am is a soldier of grace. That's in my avatar. And to me that means I fight for the underdog or, you know, the downtrodden, the persecuted, whatever you want to call it. I just have this really big desire to stand up for people who are victims of something or who don't have the same rights as everybody else. So that's why I get so adamant about some of my arguments about gay marriage and stuff like that. I can't imagine somebody telling me that I am not allowed to be married to my husband because my marriage is very important to me. I would still be with my husband if we couldn't be actually married, but it meant a lot to me, the actual process of marriage. So I'm kind of a warrior for, you know, people who might not have it the same as everyone else. And one way to define me is by what I feel I need to have in my life to feel fulfilled or to feel whole. And those things are, I'm honest. I'm blatantly honest. I don't lie. Integrity. I must act on what I feel inside, and those two things must not be different. Creativity. I paint, I sew, I sing. I just am always having some kind of creative outlet. Strength. I'm a strong woman. I'm a strong person, and I need to feel that strength. It's just a real rush to me to feel emotionally and physically strong. Ooh, I love that. Challenge, that's another thing. All of these things kind of come in together, but I've kind of sorted them out. And if I don't have challenge in my life, I'll make it. Just so I can feel strong and so I can feel accomplished and that I overcame something. Structure. I have a lot of structure in my life. I don't like surprises. I'm not spontaneous. I'm very structured. And I'm a control freak. So I kind of turn it inward. I don't try to control other people or other circumstances. Drama. And I don't mean high drama like drama queen. I mean emotion. I'm a very emotional person. I love to cry. And, you know, I love to get movies that make me cry. In the middle of crying, I'll just laugh because I'm enjoying it so much. Oh, that's so nuts. And the last one is laughter. I laugh at myself. I laugh at my dogs. I laugh at my husband. I laugh at life. I mean, I'm just happy, and I find the comedy in everything. So, what do I want? Well, like Mr. Whoopi said, I'm really kind of content. I'm really at peace. I'm really stable. I'm in a wonderful marriage. I live where I want to live. I've worked hard. Let me say this. I have worked hard to get where I am, to have what I have, and now I'm enjoying it. So, yeah, I'm content. I don't have human children, and I waited to have a appropriate property, you know, with acreage and fences and stuff, to get dogs. And we live on a horse property now, and I have a pasture and big fenced yard, and so then I got puppies, and I raised them myself, and God, what a wonderful experience that was. That was one of the happiest experiences of my life, raising my babies, because they're like my children. They really are. And, you know, we have cats and dogs, and I've always loved animals, but dogs are my passion. And so I think that about covers who I am. Love is the most important thing in my life, and I mean love of everything and everybody, not just romantic love, just love, sharing it with everyone, and especially those close to me. So that's me, people. That's who I am and what defines me, and I hope you have a better picture of who I am. I'm really enjoying this, and I hope to hear more from other people. Thanks for listening.